Bill's Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
The sun was blazing out at Bill's camp on Friday with on-field temps reaching the mid-90s, but the team powered through practice, and head coach Chan Gailey believes practices like this, under conditions like these, breed mental toughness.
You have to fight through mentally and physically days like today. Four practices in a row in pads, an afternoon practice after a night practice. You have to fight through that. And I told the players that. You gain toughness for finishing in the fourth quarter in December now. That's when you gain it. If you can mentally push through this, you know you can push through in December in the fourth quarter. So hopefully we're using this as a building block.
On the field, there was a development at the left tackle position with Cordy Glenn getting reps with both the first and second units. Chris Hairston split time at right and left tackle throughout the afternoon. The head coach said it was just a three-man rotation.
We were trying to get Hairston some at right since Pears has been out, so we've been trying to find a way to get him some at right, so that made more reps at left for Cordy. And so we were trying to get a three-man rotation a little bit in those first 12.
Just the move needs to be made because I need to play right tackle. He tries to cross-train us as much as possible, and this is the first day I've been able to get reps at right tackle since OTAs. And it's just something that he wanted me to do last year and the same thing for this year.
The free agent visit by Jim Leonard concluded on Friday with no movement by way of contract. Leonard did work out for the team on Friday morning, but indications were that Leonard is not quite ready to compete on the field, coming off of major offseason knee surgery. Still, George Wilson was glad to see his former teammate.
I asked him yesterday, did you ever think you'd be back here in Buffalo? He said, not until last week. So, Jimmy's a great guy off the field. He's a ball hawk on the football field, and over his career, he's proven that he's a playmaker.
Bills GM Buddy Nix telling BuffaloBills.com that Leonard is still exploring his options and has another visit scheduled with another NFL club. On the highlight reel Friday, the defense was making plays early. George Wilson broke up this Fitzpatrick throw for Stevie Johnson in the middle of the field during the first red zone period. And Denoris Searcy picked off this pass in the end zone that was thrown by Vince Young. Young did find Naaman Roosevelt on a crossing pattern for a red zone touchdown play. Young also showed good touch on this fade pass to Doran Dickerson in the right rear corner of the end zone. Derek Hagan made the highlight reel again with this grab in the back of the end zone, working against Stephon Gilmore. T.J. Graham posted a touchdown as well, making this catch in the same part of the end zone after his defensive back fell down on the play. The defense would answer back, though, with Jarris Byrd knocking away this pass intended for Donald Jones on a deep crossing route from Fitzpatrick. Kelvin Shepard sniffed out this screen play to Fred Jackson as he likely would have had a tackle for loss. Jackson did have this great-looking run play after the men up front opened a big hole for the do-everything back. David Clowney came right into your living room after making this catch in the left corner of the end zone on a pass from Vince Young. Donald Jones had a touchdown, grabbing this bullet from Fitzpatrick in 11-on-11 red zone work. And Jackson had this touchdown catch during red zone work off play action by Fitzpatrick. Kelvin Shepard returned to a full workload of reps in practice, but wasn't quite full speed. Stevie Johnson was pulled from practice early with a sore groin. A new non-participant in practice was Brian Scott with a thigh contusion. The Bills return to the practice field on Saturday at 3 p.m., and it will include the first full live tackling drills as goal line plays will be installed. At Bills training camp at St. John Fisher, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.